Reporting from the State Track and Field Championships for 1650 The Fan, I'm Carl Woldridge. On the track right now, we've got the 4x800-meter relay in Class 4A. The Cedar Falls girls are running in this event. We can tell you that the Wapsie Valley girls in 1A finished 4th in 9:56.19, running Emma Jones, Ava Van Dale, Kylie Molds, and Briley Bellis. Congratulations to Wapsie Valley. 200-meter dash preliminaries, Kyle Elliott of Waterloo West ran a 22.93. That was not fast enough to qualify for the finals in Class 4A. In Class 1A, Rowan Carlson of Tripola ran a 23.26. That was also not fast enough to qualify for the finals. Nyla Norman of East on the girls' side did qualify for the finals in 25.71. Taking a look at field event results that we've gotten in, the best area finisher was Jacob Keeler of Cedar Falls in the 4A high jump. He cleared 6 feet 9 inches to finish third. Finishing ninth was Tyrell Adams of West, clearing 6 feet 3 inches. Finishing 17th was Jameel Montgomery of East, clearing 5 feet 11 inches. And Desden McMurrin from West did not clear a height, so he does not officially place. 1A long jump, Eli Schmidt of Clarksville finished 4th. He jumped 20 feet 8 and 3 quarters inches. Finishing 10th in the 1A shot put was Ellie Voy of Wapsie Valley. She threw 35 feet 11 and a quarter inches. Taking part of in field events right now are Oakley Semmelroth of Tripola and Mac Ortner of Don Bosco in the 1A shot put. The 4A discus, Cale Martin of Cedar Falls, along with teammate Jake Peters, and then Trayvon Hyam of West competing in that. The 1A girls long jump going down in front of us, Taylor Burr of Wapsie Valley, Isabel Bernard of Tripola, Paige Campman of Clarksville, and LAC of Gladbrook-Rhinebeck all competing in that. Reporting from the State Track and Field Championships for 1650 The Fan, I'm Carl Woldridge.